Good evening and welcome to the Arroyo Grande City Council meeting. This is a special meeting. It's Tuesday, January 22nd, 2015. May I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Guthrie?
Here.
Councilmember Brown?
Here.
Councilmember Harmon?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Barnidge?
Here.
And Mayor Hill?
Here. Would you please rise and join me for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings us to public comment. Any member of the public may comment on the item that is on tonight's agenda. If anyone would like to come up at this time and address the council, please.
Good evening. My name is John McGrath. I've been a resident here going on 35 years, and I don't understand all the goings on, but I'd like to ask Councilman Brown about he was here. He could give us some insight as to how the situation came about, maybe that we haven't had, and how did he vote, and did what's the reason he voted for it? If you can do that and clear up some of the things that I can't understand, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, if I might just briefly say that I'm available outside the meeting anytime to comment, and I'll spend as much time. I'll have a cup of coffee with you. I'm not sure public comment is the time to respond to that, but I'm more
that's,
than
that's correct. I would ask that we entertain the public's input on this particular agenda item, and then we can.
But again, I'm more than willing to make myself available. Just let me know via the city website, and I'll get together at your convenience.
Other comment.
Good evening, Patty Welsh, Arroyo Grande resident. I also don't understand this. We have three seated city council members who were in the closed session. You came out and reported why you didn't make sure there was a letter of resignation and a signed one, I don't know. And to have an attorney back there during the meeting and not looking out for the citizens. You're not supposed to look out for the council. You're supposed to be looking out for the citizens. And to put us in this position, not appreciated.
Thank you. Other comment?
Vanessa Andrews, pardon me, Arroyo Grande City resident. I, too, am at a loss for what went on behind those closed doors the day that it was decided to accept the resignation of Steve Adams. Now, did he resign? That's what my understanding was. Here's his comment. God, I forgot my glasses. My resignation. I know, I need glasses. I can't
can
read,
borrow,
I apologize.
You can borrow mine.
It's embarrassing, but. Quote, my resignation will become effective once my replacement has been hired and starts work. Therefore, I intend to remain in my position throughout the recruitment process in order to ensure a smooth transition, able me to complete a number of important efforts underway. I will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation. And this was all pre-investigation. So he's offered up his kind of resignation in his one-page ad. Again, I point out his one-page ad, his side of the story. We know that that was not accurate. You guys had a standard when the investigation results were presented, you know, as to what you would accept, and you needed substantial evidence. That meant you had to have somebody catch them in the act. That was depressing as it was. You've had more than enough cause to terminate him from the get-go. And Mr. Brown, on the day that you came back, that would have been November the 19th, and you sat up here and you made a statement that all of us were aghast at. And it was, and you were aghast when you heard it, because that was your comment, that was your quote. And it's because Mr. Carmel told you that there had been another incident and that it had been handled internally.
If we could please address the entire council.
I'm sorry. My point is that we don't know anything that's going on. And again, the transparency is lacking. I think now we can get down to the bottom of it. With respect to this issue specifically, it's a letter of intent. My answer to that letter is no.
Thank you very much. Is there other comment?
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I know this board is taking on what a previous council gave you. You inherited it. But some of you are here from the previous council. So you do have some culpability in the whole issue of what's going on now. Whether you think so or not, you do. I believe one of you needs to stand up and put up Mr. Carmel's resignation. His biggest job as an attorney for our city is to make sure the liability of this city is covered. If he did not check everything on the resignation letter to make sure that the city is covered, he should be held accountable. And if so, then we should be going after his company's errors and omissions insurance, because he hasn't done his job to cover the citizens of this city. No matter if Mr. Adams was a good person or is a good person, that's immaterial at this point. This is all about saving the city money, covering the constituents' taxes. That's it. If he can't do his job, I request that one of you stand up and put onto one of the next council meetings to have him removed and replaced. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? We could.
Leanne Akins, Arroyo Grande. I don't have a lot of statements, but I have a lot of questions. I'm really confused about the resignation versus the termination. And some of the questions that I want to ask, I can't because I need to direct them to individuals. So I will realign what I want to say. But I do agree with Mr. Henkel's request that somebody needs to stand up and request a resignation from our city attorney. I don't think that he's protected us in this situation. I don't think that he's protected us in the events leading up to what we're facing right now. I don't understand how we got here, I guess. And I think that aside from the council being culpable, I do feel like our city attorney is equally culpable. I want to know what, Mr. Carmel, you have done specifically to protect the city of Arroyo Grande in this situation.
Again, I have to ask you to direct your comments to the council as
okay.
well, please.
I don't think that we should have to continue to pay for services that are not effective, are not cost effective, and do not have the best interest of the city in terms of the citizens' business at heart. So I will forward my questions to you in an email. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Page at 606 Middle Street. recognizing the prior comment that only three members of this board were there at the night on November 19th when you made the decision in closed session after the presentation by the Sinatra Group, Hoekstra. I remind you, there is no record from that closed session meeting. Centra did not provide a written report to the council. The only written report was read to the citizens, but there's no written report, unless I can be corrected now from that. Now, I don't agree with the comments of fingering Carmel on this. That's your job as a council. If you're unhappy with Carmel, you that's your ball. All right? But I remind you, it's not Carmel that's at fault here. It's the council. It was your decision to have these closed sessions. Now, I have to remind you, the litany here, going back to July 3rd, particularly on August 26th, when there was a commitment for an open process, there was an appeal that there should be sworn testimony, documented testimony, on this whole matter. That was ignored. On October 8th, we had a 9 o'clock meeting in the morning, supposedly to discuss the selection of an interviewer, and the decision had already been made, which offended quite a few of us, namely me. All right? Then it rolled from that point on, where the central group came forth with this report. So whatever you decide to do tonight is your ball, not Carmel's ball, okay? I take exception to that because the fact the responsibility is yours, legally. You are the executive committee of this city, all right? Three of you were in that meeting, two of you were not, all right? We know you'll do the right thing for the city in this matter, all right? But I appreciate the fact that it's a very difficult thing. I personally feel very sad for Steve Adams. This should not have happened. I'm very sorry it did. But the voters spoke. And I don't have to tell you who's not in my office today but in that function. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there another comment? Rudy?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I cannot believe we arrived at this particular point. It is extremely distressing. It is incomprehensible to me that this we have arrived at this situation is primarily because we have forced the issue both from the public and from the council. We have taken this man through hell. We have taken everything away from him. It is our responsibility. It is yours. Mr. Mayor, you asked to heal this particular city. I think this is your opportunity to do so. Councilwoman Harmon, I hope that you would have the understanding of the necessity for fairness in this matter. It is unbelievable that we've allowed this to come this far. We cannot treat this man badly any further. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comment?
My name is Colleen Martin. I live at 855 Olive Street. First off, thank you, Mayor Hill and Councilwoman Harmon, for being willing to join the City Council and assist our city. Thank you very much. And happy 2015 to the Council. It's time to get a fresh start. On August 26th, the previous Council told the public everything would be open and honest. After a flip-flop on the decision to investigate, the council hired Cintra and Chuck Hoekstra to investigate the actions of Mr. Adams and Mrs. McClish. After 34 interviews and almost $20,000, the city ended with an oral report only for the council with no documentation. The summary of the report was 6 pages. When I get a summary of something, like a book report summary, it's of something larger. So when the public got the summary, we thought there was an original document that this was summarizing. But Mr. Hoekstra emailed Mr. Page and told him, no, there wasn't. It was only oral. The report did state that a significant number of city employees interviewed said that there was something more than just a casual or business manager-subordinate relationship between Adams and Mrs. McClish. And the report determined that both Adams and Mrs. McClish both exhibited poor judgment. Perception is just everything in the public arena, like you new ones will find out. When the investigator reported on the handling of the initial inquiry by Mr. McMahon, Mr. Carmel's associate, the conclusion on page 8 stated that the council acted appropriately on the initial discipline, and a reprimand, one that might have been considered a last chance warning, was administered, a significant discipline. So the July 8 verbal reprimand of the city manager was considered a last chance disciplinary action. For Mr. Adams had been previously warned about complaints and perceptions emanating from his inappropriate out-of-work relationship with Mrs. McClish. So tonight I ask you, after July 8th, you still have cause to terminate Mr. Adams. Take everything after July 8th, after you gave your discipline. It's called progressive discipline. You could terminate him for the inability to have a relationship with the POA, for his mismanagement of public trust, for dressing up on Halloween as a bronze statue, making a mockery of the negative attention he had brought to the city and the cash he would be making from the city. You could terminate him for the interview with KSPY and the T story, or the page ad in the Tribune where he said things like, "Lastly, I continue to confirm my earlier statements that nobody was at any time unclothed or partially clothed, or I have failed to maintain a positive relationship with the AGPOA." And in that ad, he said, "My wish is that my departure will remove this distraction and allow them their full focus to these most important efforts," meaning the council and the city. But mostly, you could terminate Mr. Adams tonight for behavior bringing shame, embarrassment, and discredit to the city, not to mention financial costs to the city. I know that I thought he was fired on November 19th. Then he shouldn't have been receiving salary with a paid administrative leave. It is my understanding that when you're fired, paychecks and benefits stop. Adams didn't. So will he be returning that money he has received? He was fired for cause based on the information that was brought to the previous council by the Cintra report that was presented to the previous council in closed session on November 19th, which we have no record of because it was only oral. We need a fresh start in Arroyo Grande, and that includes moving on from this. Please do your best to limit the liability of the city, and in the future, we probably need to review the expectations for the city attorney. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Good evening. My name is April McLaughlin, and I am an Arroyo Grande resident. I would like to talk about what resources you have to utilize when you make decisions as council members. And a main resource that you have is other professionals in areas of expertise that you yourselves don't have. Someone comes to me, I have the area of expertise in taxes, so I can offer my services. You guys don't necessarily all have law degrees. Maybe some of you do, but not all of you. So I would hope that when you utilize legal counsel, that they provide you the necessary information to make the decisions that you need to make for the best interest, of the citizens of Arroyo Grande. So if that's not happening, there's a deep problem here, and it's affecting the residents and us taxpayers. So I would hope that when you make your decisions, you utilize the best resource available, and I do not believe we have that currently in our legal counsel. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment?
Shirley Gibson, Halcyon.
I don't know what the right thing is to do, except that I think this it's up to the city council to stop the ugliness. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comment on this item? Okay, hearing none, we will ask council to take us to the closed session.
We'll be adjourning to closed session to consider Steve Adams' claim for 6 months of severance pay.
And that is per the government code
54956.9,
paren D, paren 2.
Item 5 on the agenda.
Okay. With that, we'll move to closed session.
When we all got here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, at the beginning of the meeting.
Oh, yeah,
the
public comment and all that. Yeah, they're on channel.
You're staff ready?
I don't think they're ready yet.
Okay, we're returning from our closed session, and I'll ask our interim city manager to give a report on the closed session, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. City Council has authorized staff to negotiate terms of a resolution in the matter of the Steve Adams severance pay request that's recently received.
Thank you very much. That concluding the business of the evening, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.